A suspected cause of the outbreak was contact between feral pigs and swine on one of the infected farms. Sarah Shapiro Hurley with the Department of Natural Resources says feral pigs remain a concern.
For several years now, what we have been doing is trying to define locations where there are free-ranging feral swine or Eurasian pigs or Russian boars.
Once located, Shapiro Hurley says the DNR tries to get the public involved.
We put an effort forward to educate the public, to let them know that we need these animals off the landscape, the damage that they can do.
Still, Shapiro Hurley says feral pig populations aren't that widespread.
As far as we know, we don't have that expansive problem that they have in the southeastern United States and actually southwestern also, where there are thousands of them on the landscape and pretty widespread. We appear to have fairly localized populations of them.
Hunters with a small game license are allowed to shoot the animals. If that happens, they should contact the DNR. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.